Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now we're getting ahead of ourselves,
Now
Asia.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
All right. What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast in the world, a podcast that has just celebrated 100 episodes.
Let's go.
Woo! Let's clap it up for ourselves. Woo! Yes, this podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
And Pooh Shiesty is responding to some claims that social media has made about him, and he's not happy.
Not at all.
We also have the return of Nicki Minaj. She came back to social media, and she had a little announcement when she came back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Jetson Made revealed that he turned down working with Rihanna so that he could work with somebody else. We'll get into exactly who it was. And we have J. Cole gracing the cover of Slam magazines and more. Let's get down to it. Okay, so Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. But Pooh, you know I'm really shiesty.
Really shiesty.
So what happened with Pooh Shiesty that had social media in an uproar and then had Pooh Shiesty in an uproar?
Girl, it is a lot. I went on Twitter and I saw that Pooh Shiesty was trending. And I was like, okay, maybe it's a new song or whatever. Then I keep looking and everyone's like saying he's with some trans woman in Atlanta. And I'm like, what is going on? So I check and I'm checking Snapchat. And I'm checking this woman's Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And she, you can't tell that it's Pooh Shiesty, but she's putting that, you know, I'm with your favorite rapper. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the AP, the watch, the jewelry. And she's, like, posting on her Snapchat, just showing off, like, a 1017 chain.
Okay.
And people were insinuating that, oh, maybe it's Pooh Shiesty. He's part of 1017, signed to Gucci. So that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did it look like Pooh Shiesty? Like, how did people come to this conclusion? The 1017 chain was how the people came to the conclusion? Just based off that?
I think based off that is what people were thinking about, and then she posts like her hand on his chest.
Okay.
And I guess people thought that was Pooh Shiesty chest. but then in one new video, and I just saw this last night, it had, you know how Pooh Shiesty be wearing that ski mask thing?
Mm-hmm.
They had a video clip of that with the trans woman, and you still can't tell if it's Pooh Shiesty, but I'm going to say it's similar.
Got it.
A lot of people think maybe this, she's just trying to set him up.
It's giving clout chase. I don't know. what better way to do it than to grab a little chain and a ski mask with a person with a similar skin tone and just put that out there? Yeah, no, that's interesting, though. Like, I don't know if that was Pooh Shiesty or not Pooh Shiesty, but this is why such transphobia and homophobia come about, because people do stuff like this. Like, okay, let's say this really is Pooh Shiesty.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's everybody's making it a thing, that Pooh Shiesty might be cool with that. And then people come and make it a thing. And now it's like, oh, I'm not cool with that. That's not me. That's how the anger and the aggression towards that community kind of keeps on getting perpetuated and cultivated. Because it's like people are making it seem like it's bad or it's wrong, or they're exposing him when they should just be like, all right, well, if that's Pooh Shiesty, that's Pooh Shiesty. And keep it pushing. Like, if we're going to, you know, turn it into a thing, like it's spicy or it's negative or it's bad, then that's, you know, that's how that stuff keeps happening. But on the flip side, it could be, all right, somebody wanted to make it seem like they was messing with somebody, right, one of your favorite rappers, because they know it'll pick up traction quick. Mm-hmm. It'll become a big story, and then that person's name and face will be out there. So it could be either one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the motive could have been, or if, like you said, if he does dabble in it, that's what his preference is, then, right, you know, yeah, so be it. But
yeah, no, it's... It was definitely a shocking thing coming across the timeline, though, for sure.
Yeah, he has been going live and saying that, you know, he's not claiming that it was him. But, of course, with the stigma of transphobia and homophobia, he's not going to come out and say it.
Right. But, or yeah, imagine if that wasn't really him and then somebody just randomly did that. Then it's like, okay. Like, or people just put that on him. Or if it was another rapper from 1017. Because it's a few people signed to 1017, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, Fugiano's locked up, so it probably wasn't him.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
But there's a couple other people on 1017, so we don't know. But I know Pooh Shiesty didn't seem to hear for it. Mm-mm. I believe he said, play with somebody that's not going to kill you.
Right. Yeah. He was serious about that.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I have no more words for that.
Period.
Now let's talk about the queen. She came back. She heard the rumblings. She saw that her fans made her song go number one with the streaming party. Mm-hmm. And now she's returned to social media. I'm talking about Nicki Minaj. And she dropped the Instagram pic off for the first time since January, right?
Yeah, she has not posted anything on her Instagram since like January the 9th, way early in January.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she just drops this picture, all pink, looking real good, looking real like she got something up her sleeve. And I guess she's hinting that something is dropping this Friday from Miss Nicki Minaj.
We need it. Come on. Mm-hmm. She said it, man. Every time I drop, the game be so boring. And it was boring for a minute until all of these releases, these big releases this month of May. Mm-hmm. It was a little, there was some good stuff that dropped, but it wasn't that same essence without Nicki Minaj's presence. So her coming back, I see why it made such an uproar, because people been waiting on it. Like, she hasn't dropped any solo music in a long time.
No.
She's been on break. She's been on mommy duty. And for her to just come back after the whole streaming situation where they made her song that was released years ago get on the charts. Mm-hmm. What better time than that to pop back out? Like, hey, y'all, I'm still here.
Right.
She came back. She had like a pink teddy bear heart looking thing across her chest. Mm-hmm. It was real Nicki Minaj-esque, real Barbie looking, real everything pink.
Exactly, as it should be.
Down to the Crocs.
Yes, and a lot of people from this picture are speculating that she may have a Chanel deal coming out, because there were Chanel like gibbets on the Crocs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a lot of them.
And then people were thinking that she maybe have something with Rihanna that's coming out on Friday based off them following each other back on Instagram.
Ooh.
And then another thing was like Rihanna had posted a picture too, and then another picture that Nicki Minaj posted, they both have similar shoes on.
Yep.
So people are really thinking now if Rihanna and Nicki Minaj have collabed again and they're dropping on Friday, That will make everything.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Oh, like, I wouldn't even be able to take it. That's the day before my birthday. New Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. I don't even want to entertain the thought because now if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be so sad and disappointed. Well, I mean, still, whatever Nicki drops, that's going to be good. But if it's not Nicki and Rihanna, see, let me not even start thinking like that, okay?
Right.
Don't even put ideas in my head, get my hopes up. Just whatever Nicki's about to come with, I hope it's music. If it's a business deal, that's going to be fine too. Mm-hmm. But I really want it to be music.
Yeah, definitely. Need the new Nicki.
Preferably a song and video, but you know.
Ooh. I'll be now happy. Now we're getting ahead of ourselves,
Now
Asia.
We're getting ahead, Ooh,
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
All right. Let's move on to DaBaby's producer, Jetson Made It.
Yes. He revealed in a new interview that he just turned down working with Rihanna to work with J. Cole.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing.
Now I'm thinking about that trade-off. Like, is that a trade-off? That's a hard trade-off.
Yeah, like why couldn't he do both? Like, he had to pick one.
Listen, Riri Cole, listen. All right, what we gonna do? I'll be 6 hours at your session and 6 hours at your session. Like, how can we split this up to make both of these things happen? Because I wouldn't turn down working with either one of them. I'd be like, look, we're gonna have to figure this out. Matter of fact, let's do a three-way call real quick.
Right.
Hello, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Hello, Robin.
Hello, girl.
Okay, guys. So both of you need me there at 1 p.m. So is there any way we can move that to 3 maybe? Because, you know, J. Cole, maybe you want to get a few basketball games in ahead of time.
Right.
Or whatever the case. But we're going to have to make this work because I'm working with both of y'all.
Period.
That's where I would have came from with it.
Yeah, I wish he would have because he, for some reason, I don't know why he had to choose, but he was saying how J. Cole reached out to him personally compared to, like, maybe Rihanna's people wanted him on it. But he ended up going with J. Cole, and I believe the song he worked with him, worked on with him was The Lion King on Ice.
Oh, good record, too. Good record.
Yeah, good record. But do you think, like, if you had to pick, do you think he made the right decision working with J. Cole? You know, both from Carolina type of thing, but Rihanna?
Yeah, no, I get it, too. And the song with J. Cole would probably be more likely to come out. Not saying his song with Rihanna wouldn't come out. I'm sure he would make some heat, but I feel like there's more Rihanna records that get made and don't come out probably than there is J. Cole records that get made and don't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in the documentary, which we're going to talk about later, he talks about how he be hoarding records and they don't come out. So
Same, yeah.
I don't know. It's a toss up, to be honest. It's a toss up. Mm-hmm. But then you got to think about it too, like as far as pop success, like if he's trying to, you know, cross over into the whole pop mainstream or whatever world versus hip hop mainstream. Like, it's just on his preference. It's based on preference because, like, it's literally the same amount of success that's probably going to come from either record, doing a record with Rihanna or J. Cole. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know. Okay, while we're talking about J. Cole, let's talk about this documentary that just dropped.
Yes.
Applying Pressure, the off season, is dropping ahead of the album, which comes out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to watch it?
I did. It's only 13 minutes long. We were hoping maybe like an hour.
Gypped.
But 13
robbed.
Minutes.
We were robbed with no mask, J. Cole. Okay,
period.
We thought this documentary was about to be at least longer than the Revenge of the Dreamers documentary, or at least that's what I assumed.
Mm-hmm.
And he did nothing to indicate that, but that's what I assumed.
Yeah.
So I feel like we were robbed on time with this because this documentary was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. I liked how it was like currently showing him, but then it went back to 2015, 2016, where he was in Muhammad Crib.
Yeah.
And I think that was like a dope look, too, and him talking about it. And he mentioned a couple of things about the whole like ready to retire and doing the whole getting features. He was like, he didn't want to look back and be like, you didn't work with anybody.
Right.
So what would you think about the whole thing?
It was inspiring. It was very inspirational to see him talking about mistakes that he made in his ways of thinking as he moved about his career.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about his work ethic when he was trying to make his rap career pop off and how he would be hanging out, chilling with his friends all the time. And his friends basically had to come to him and be like, yo, you say you want to be a rapper. You say you want to be serious, but you always hanging out with us. You always doing da 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 da.
Right.
And he like, yo, how y'all gonna tell me this? And y'all be the ones hanging out with me. But then he was like, well, they really did have a point. That's when he decided to start taking it serious and getting his reps in, getting his hours in, and just basically talking us through the process of how he became who J. Cole is today.
Yeah.
And then speaking on mistakes he made being who he is today about the features thing that you said, him not working with anybody and him not being cool with that and him not being cool with closing the chapter of him rapping where he is now.
Right.
He's like, he got a few more things he wants to do. He's thinking about his legacy and thinking about how he wants to be remembered as an artist. So it was really cool. He packed a lot in that few minutes of the documentary, but I would love to see an extended version or just a more extensive documentation of what he's been able to do in hip hop.
Yeah, same. And he also mentioned about his father being a father,
because
we really don't hear a lot about him and his kids. I don't even know if he has the two, like people were saying,
yeah,
or if it's just that one. But yeah, you really did get a lot in that short amount of time. But it would have been nice to get maybe a part two.
Maybe it's coming after the album or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
They might decide to do it because it seems like this is something they decided to do not too long ago. Like, this doesn't seem like it was in the making for a long time.
Right.
So maybe, you know, as more time goes, as this album gets rolled out and all of that, maybe we'll see more documentaries from J. Cole.
Yeah, after the documentary dropped, it was also revealed that he has become the first rapper to grace the Slam magazine cover. So big ups to him.
That is big thing because yes. Slam is a known, respected sports magazine. So this is not rappers just are able to get on the cover of this because they rap and maybe hoop a little bit. Like, no, right. You got to be balling to get on the cover of Slam. So that's huge for J. Cole.
Yeah, and in the article, he talks more about the whole features thing and more of his music. And, of course, about his basketball dreams and things like that. And also, with the basketball thing, he has just signed a deal with the Rwandan basketball team in the Professional African League. So he is one of the two important signings by Rwanda's Patriots BBC team in basketball, Africa League. And he's joining the former NC State star, Brandon Costner. So
he playing basketball for real.
Yeah, he in the league and everything.
The hoop dreams have finally come true. And it's so interesting because he talked about those in the documentary as well. Like, why haven't I made it in basketball and things like that? So now he's getting to live out that dream. And it just goes to show how switching your mindset can really make these things happen for you. Because that's what he was talking about in the documentary. He's like, yo, I got to get to this. So he really started going to the gym, putting up shots, all of that. And it's working out for him. And what a J. Cole thing to play in Africa. Like,
yeah,
you're going to play internationally. Why not play in Africa? Go back to the motherland. Go to the roots.
Yes.
Go to the homeland. So I love it. I'm a fan of people just doing what they want to do. If he can't make it to the NBA, play in the pro league in Africa. They probably love to have J. Cole, clearly.
Right.
They're signing him for, 3 to 6 games. And it's like the perfect thing. It's not too demanding to where you won't see your family for years. Like, no, you're playing 6 games. So,
and you're back home. Like, that's it.
So that's super cool.
Yeah, album drops on Friday. First pro basketball game on that Sunday. So come on now.
What a weekend. Yeah. Imagine dropping a documentary, getting on a sports magazine cover, dropping an album all in one weekend. And that's man of 2020 candidate, J. Cole. He's up there. He's on that list.
Period.
Okay, let's close it out on that note. That's a great note to end on right there. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to us on all platforms, wherever you're listening to podcasts, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.